Meredith is director of programs and exhibitions at the Brooklyn Public Library. The library recently announced that they'll be providing the public with free courses outdoors in the summer on the lush lawns of Prospect Park. In fact, in the little hedge garden there, the Rose Garden. They call this initiative the Open Air University, and the instructors are all immigrants. Meredith, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this Open Air University. Where did it start? Where did this idea come from?
The idea came from really the nature of Brooklyn Public Library being a really democratic space. We offer a number of programs for new Yorkers and immigrants. And as the arts and culture team came together kind of thinking about ideas, we discussed how there are so many new Yorkers who are academics in their home countries that aren't able to teach here for various reasons. And so we reached out to a partner that we worked with before called Upwardly Global that helps academics and other professionals from different countries when they come to America transfer their credentials and find appropriate employment here.
So these are going to be classes that are going to be held outside in this enclosure or this area right among the trees and the grass called the Rose Garden, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Brooklyn's Backyard is what the Prospect Park is known as, Brooklyn's Backyard. And this is a partnership with the Prospect Park Alliance, correct?
Exactly. And so we've partnered with them before. Last year we did a project called Democracy Lab. But this year, we focused on the Rose Garden because they're looking to renovate that space. They've gotten a lot of community input. There's so many different diverse ethnic communities around the park. And so from the park's perspective, they really wanted to focus on engaging everyone from around the park and also letting them know that the park is a space where you can take classes. It's not just for recreation and cookouts and ice skating, although that's all great and it's there too.
There's a really good book. There's two really good books that I recently, one of them I'm about halfway through, the other one I finished. One of them is called The Library Book. The author escapes me at the moment, but
it's Susan Orland.
That's the one, yes. And then the other one is Palaces for the People. I was just enchanted by The Library Book because it talks about how, among other things like the investigation of fire and arson and everything, it really lays out it comes off as like a love letter to libraries and how libraries are not only one of the, and parks to be honest, are not only one of the last remaining spaces, public spaces in the country where you can go without being expected to pay money or being really expected to do anything. There's no expectations. You just go there. This just seems like a perfect partnership with parks and libraries being those two sort of unique kinds of places. Can you talk about the sort of atmosphere that that you've seen or that you're hoping to create as part of this project?
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere is...
I'm understanding no one is going to be asked about immigration status. This is going to be come one, come all. It's free. It's just open to the public. This is a very radically open kind of thing. And I'm sure you're used to it because you work at the library, which is,
exactly,
like I said, one of those places. But for people who some people, I feel like this may even this is a strange concept to a lot of people, I would imagine. Can you talk a little bit about that culture of openness and inclusivity that you guys are trying to foster at this event or at these workshops?
Sure. I mean, as you said, libraries and parks are spaces kind of for the people, by the people. You know, hopefully no oligarch's going to come and buy up the public libraries. That's not going to happen.
The Jeff Bezos Brooklyn Library. We'll be getting that soon.
And so people, it's an occasion to convene. It's an occasion to celebrate people's stories that you might not otherwise know. You know, we walk by each other all the time, and parks and libraries are spaces for people to come together and civic discourse. And this is, aside from being a place where you can learn from people who are experts in their fields, it's also to kind of get reacquainted in some ways with our humanity and curiosity and our neighbors.
Now, is having it outside, is that tied to any of the curriculum or lessons or syllabi, if you will, or is that sort of just a perk of being partnered with the Park Alliance?
It is a perk of being a partner with the Park Alliance, but it's also very intentionally this idea that we're moving the library beyond the walls of the library, outside.
What are you going to do if they get a tornado warning for the do you have inclement weather plans? Is that
Well, actually, we do. Another institution close by, the Prospect Park Zoo, is going to allow us to use one of their classrooms in case of inclement weather. Hopefully no tornado warnings, but... Wow.
This is like the trifecta of, spaces. I mean, this is fantastic.
I know. It's really great.
What does it take? I mean, what would it take to replicate this? I mean, obviously there's a lot of moving parts in terms of making sure that everyone is protected, everyone is safe, and has, you can deal with all the different the groups. I mean, Brooklyn and New York City in general are so sort of used to that, that chaos, but also the harmony in that chaos. Mm-hmm. What would you think it would take for somebody, say in New Jersey, for instance, over the river, to replicate this? I mean, is this something you've pitched to other libraries, or have you gotten interest from outside of the boundaries of Brooklyn for this kind of a thing? It seems like it would be wildly popular.
I hope so. I mean, this is a pilot program. We certainly hope to replicate it here. And I think it is certainly something that libraries across the country and parks or other civic institutions can do and should do. I mean, there's new Americans in every space. We're a large metro area, but we haven't cornered the market on academics from across the globe coming into communities. So, you know, it's open access, and I'm not sure if it be the case everywhere, but I think it might be. Our teachers are getting paid a stipend, but that was completely besides the point for them.
Right.
They were just ecstatic to be back in the classroom and sharing their expertise with people. So, I think that generous spirit and that wanting to get back into their academic space is probably true for a lot of people across the country.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, just a general question. What is one thing that you wish more people knew about libraries, and especially the Brooklyn Public Library, that they don't?
I think that it's important for people to know that everyone is welcome, and we mean that very sincerely. It's very important to us. If you're a new immigrant, you can come to Brooklyn Public Library seeking legal resources. We have English language classes. We have 775 citizenship prep groups, English conversation courses, and that's, of course, one slice of what we do here. We have another entire wing that's dedicated to prison librarianship.
Wow. And all right. How can we find your work, donate to the library? Where can we find more information about this? BKLYNlibrary.org is what I have. Is there anywhere else we can follow along with this this awesome pilot project?
I follow BPL on social media, and also BPL Presents as well. We'll be posting on Facebook and Instagram, and we'd love to. New Jersey's not so far away, so
that's true. That is true.
Anybody over?
All right. Well, thank you so much. We are going to take a quick break. We appreciate it. Meredith Walters, Director of Programs and Exhibitions at Brooklyn Public Library. You can go to BKLYNlibrary.org and look for the University Open Air. That's BKLYNlibrary.org, and look for the link for University Open.